Okay, again, you'll have to excuse me and my voice. It works better as it warms up in the morning. Just that I've had a cold, so it's what it is. Okay, we got up to the Kuvala from the base. All the way three lines to the end of the narrow lines. We left off that gives the guy advice. If they see that Yibum is not a good idea, they have a mitzvah of a deeper way of love, they should speak to him. Not send somebody else to speak to him, but they themselves should speak to him to try to persuade him that it's not a good idea to do Yibum, he should do Chalitza. Again, she would have to come to Bezin to ask us to get involved. If not, how would we even know about it, right? How would anybody know about it? It's only that Bezin feels this is not a healthy marriage prescription when there are different ages, or any other rishonim we got, any other valid taina that she might have of why she thinks this marriage won't work. Now, there is a machlokes here, and I'm just going to mention it quickly. One of you refuses to accept our advice. Bezin gives him the advice, and he says, thank you very much, I'm doing Yibum anyway. So most shittos say, a lot of shittos say, nothing we can do. It's his decision, he can do Yibum or Chalitza. And our other side say that we would be kai for him to do Chalitza. So again, it's a machlokes. We'll see later on cases, stories that happen this way. Something more about it. Amar Rav Amar Nachman Halacha Chalitza Bishlosha. The halacha is the chalitza is three, not five. Why do I pass it that way? Because the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, is in our Mishnah without a name. It says mitzvah chalitza Bishlosha Dayanim, and it doesn't mention the other opinion. Right, you have it in the Brisa. In the Brisa, brings down Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that says five. In the Mishnah, it only brings the opinion that says three. So since the Mishnah decided, Rabbi decided to write a Stam Mishnah, that gives it a lot of weight in Halacha. We like the Paskin like a Stam Mishnah, because that's like telling us this is the accepted Halacha. Frakti Gemari Halacha Miyanami. Okay, this is a Machloikas. How much of a Bezin do you need for a woman to walk out of a marriage? We learned about Mion, we learned about it earlier this week. A girl under 12 who's married rabbinically, meaning it's not her father that married her off, but rather her mother or her brother or herself, can walk out of the marriage. She just walks in and tells Bezin, I'm out. How many Dayanim do you need by Mion? It's a Machlokes. And we paskin two. Even though the Stam Mishnah says three. That's our problem. If your paskin and chalitza needs three because of the Stam Mishnah, then you should paskin that Mion also needs three. And yet we will see in a moment that we paskin that Mion only needs two. She can go in front of two people as a bezin and say, I'm out, and that's good enough. And the truth is, you don't even need two. One would be enough, but we wouldn't have Adam. So the two can testify that she walked out. So we see Mion does not require a bezin, even though the Stam Mishnah says it does. If you're paskin like Stam Mishnahs, why aren't you paskining that Mion needs three? That's the question. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Mion and Chalitza needs three. And that's a Stam Mishnah. If you claim Achinami, we can say we do paskin like that Mishnah. But Tanya, we learn. Me and Bishami, I'm in Bezin Mumchim. Bishami says you need a Bezin of experts, a qualified Bezin. It can be a qualified Bezin or not a qualified Bezin. But Eilu Veilu Maizim Shetzarach Shloisha. But both Bishami and Bishil require three. Reb Yaisi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Lazar, Reb Yaisi, Reb Shimon, supposed to be. Nachshir and Mishnayim. They say two are good enough. The Amar Rav Yaisi, Rav Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha Kleisa Zug. So basically, Rabbi saying to Nachman, you paskin the chalitza is three because of the Stam Mishnah, and you paskin that Mion is two, even though the Stam Mishnah said it's three. Are you paskin like the Stam Mishnahs, or are you not paskin like the Stam Mishnahs? How do you make up your mind? That was his question to Rav Nachman. You, Rav Nachman, told me that we paskin chalitza needs three. And the reason you told me that was because the Stam Mishnah said only three. Okay. I have a Stam Mishnah that says Mion needs three, and you, Rav Nachman, paskin that it only needs two. Again, we're not looking for reasons to differentiate. We're looking for the concept, do you or don't you paskel like a Sam Mishnah? Rav Nachman told Rava, we paskel chalitza needs three. Why? Because it's a Sam Mishnah. So Rava said to Rav Nachman, okay, if you paskel like Sam Mishnahs, you should be saying that me needs three also. Not because of logic, not because we compare it, but because the Sam Mishnah said it. And you yourself ask him to be an only need two.
Just in general, how can you have a bed in that even number?
Again, for me, you really don't need a bed. The ones that say two, the Rishonim say, really means one. The reason you need two is because the second bed, you need two to testify that it happened.
That makes that.
It's not really dying, is what it's trying to say. She can walk out of the marriage by announcing she's out. I just need people to know that she announced that she's out.
You take two people off the street.
Well, that's a machlokes b'shamah b'sil, whether you can have people off the street. B'sil said you can have people off the street. But they say you need three people off the street.
Really, the argument is whether or not you need a business at all.
For me, correct. Correct.
And the only reason you need a basement for Kalitza is because she has to say certain words. And he has to, and a certain shoe needs to be had. But otherwise, why not just pay them for that as well?
Because the Torah says you go to Bezin. She takes him to a Bezin. Now, we learn now that Bezin doesn't have to be professional Bezin. It can be any three people that know how to read. But it has to be a Bezin. Right, now, Rav Yehuda even required five.
But for me, probably have to establish what age she was when she was married and what age she is now and that she's actually saying she's one. That's it. If they even know that, they know that.
Correct.
Let me ask you, nothing really unique about it, that's
terrible. Well, let's see what the Gemara has to say. I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Is Rava not masking that we pass him as a Mishnah? Or is he just asking Rav Nachman to steer it in himself?
I think he's asking Rav Nachman to steer it himself.
He's masking the club.
Yeah, I don't think Rava is deciding what. This Gemara won't be a proof what Rava holds. Rava is telling Rav Nachman, you just contradicted yourself. That's all he said to Rav Nachman.
Why did Rav Nachman need the Mishnah? Is that the halacha Yachid?
So Taisus says, Yugasha, and Taisus says that Mistaber time of the Yachid. Taisus says that rule doesn't apply when the Yachid makes a lot of sense, and it seems that the Yachid makes a lot of sense. So three line Taisus, Hayo. And for the Gemara, he answered him. There's two Stam Mishnahs, the Mishnah of Mifechus Yavamas and the Mishnah of Mifechus Sanhedrin. So I pass him like a Stam Mishnah. By me, there's only one Stam Mishnah. So one Stam Mishnah, I don't have to pass him like. So he told them, Hasam Nami Trace Tami, you know, I have another Stam. That none, me and I should hold to of you, stand up, Neshivet. Says over there, he's talking about whether a guy can marry her if he was involved in the case. So instead, if the girl did mian in front of the person, or chalitza in front of the person, it doesn't bar him from marrying that lady. We're always afraid that people are going to do things because they have self-interest in mind. He's planning to marry her, therefore, well, if he's one of three, he won't. We have nothing to worry about. Because he might have an ulterior motive, but they don't. So it said in the Mishnah before, that if Mian or Chalitza is done in front of a person, he can marry this woman, and we're not afraid that he had an ulterior motive and he didn't do it correctly, because he's one of three. Makes you Bezin. Now, that's a Stam Mishnah that says you need a Bezin for Mian, meaning it's a third Stam Mishnah about Chalitza, it's a second Stam Mishnah about Mian. So, Rav Nachman, you said you go by two Stam Mishnahs, I have two Stam Mishnahs by Mian. So he told them, Elohim traced on me, Yachat Rasa Stami. You're right. I only pass when there are three stams, not when there are two stams. And by Mir, there's only two, and by Chalitza, there's three. That's why I pass by Chalitza and not by Mir. Sfektik Gemara Michti. Hastama v'hastama. I don't understand this. Stam Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Mali Chad Stam, Mali Trey Stam, Mali Trasa. If you pass like Stam Mishnah, it's because the weight of a Stam Mishnah. Who cares if it's one, two, or three? Why should that make a difference? Zakti Gemara. I just like to finish the answer. Zakti Gemara, El Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Hayel Stam B'mokim Achleikas. Okay, let me explain. In that Mishnah Sanhedrin, where it says, Mir and Chalitza is three, Rabbi Huda argues about a different case right before that. And he doesn't argue about Chalitza. The Mishnah brings Rabbi Huda's opinion about a previous case, then goes to Mir and Chalitza and does not bring Rabbi Huda's opinion. The fact that there was an omission of Rabbi Huda's opinion after we brought him the first time means that he agreed. So Rav Nachman really doesn't paskel like a Stam Mishnah because it's a Stam Mishnah. He likes Chalitza to paskel like the Mishnah because the Mishnah omitted Rabbi Huda's opinion, even though it just gave Rabbi Huda's opinion about something else. If it's giving Rabbi Huda's opinion, why didn't it give Rabbi Huda's opinion about Chalitza? The omission of Rabbi Huda's opinion is a raya that Rabbi Huda himself changed his mind. And therefore, Rav Nachman paskin like the Stam Mishnah. But by Chalitza, there's no mention of those mandiyamrim about anything in the Mishnah that omission means anything. Omission means something when the name is mentioned a line before, and then you don't mention it again a line later. That means you're saying there is no Rabbi Huda's opinion that differs, because you just brought Rabbi Huda's opinion that differs in the other issue. So therefore, by omitting it, you're saying Rabbi Huda changed his mind. Whereas these two Tanoim that say Mian is by two, they are not brought in any Mishnah that omitting their opinion means that they changed their mind. And therefore, basically what I'm not going to say is I don't always pass like Stam Mishnahs. The only reason I pass like this one is because this Stam Mishnah proves to me that Rabbi Huda changed his mind. Not the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, but the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Sanhedrin. Because why? Because, not, Smichas Kenim, Ve'egla Rufa B'Shleisha, Divrei Reb Shimon, that's what it should say. Leaning on Skenim, which is the Machlokes, what it means, what Pashtas it means, and with the Skenim lean on the carbon that's brought by Klal Yisrael, and Egla Rufa, when they find a dead body and have to bring an Egla Rufa, and it says that the Skenim, the Sanhedrin has to do smicha. Only three have to do smicha. That's what Reb Shimon says. And Yudai Mechamisha, and Judah says five. Three machloikas that they have here. Three and five. The next line in the Mishnah says that Chalitza Aminu Mishleisha like a Polish Reb Yudah. Then it says Chalitza Aminu three. And the Mishnah doesn't say Reb Yudah says Chalitza needs five. He just argued in the previous case, and you brought his opinion. Why don't you make his opinion here? Shmami no hadabay Reb Yudah, Shmami no zarai, that he changed his mind. The whole Gemara before, correct. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, you had a question. No. Right, so Corey asked your question about 5 minutes ago or 7 minutes ago.
You did?
And I told him that we're not out to differentiate between me and the Chalitza. The discussion is, do we paskin like a Stam Mishnah? Svaras make no difference here. Rav Nachman said, I paskin by Chalitza because of a Stam Mishnah. Rava said to him, you don't paskin like the other Stam Mishnah. Do you paskin like Stam Mishnahs, or you don't? Now, if you want to start telling me you paskin by Chalitza because of logic, and me and doesn't have that logic, fine, but that's not what Rav Nachman said. He said, I passed him the Chalitza because of a Stam Mishnah.
Since it's Stam Mishnah, that means I know what... Who's the one that's putting in the Mishnah other opinions?
Rebbe Beinu HaKadosh, when he wrote Mishnayos, wrote Stam Mishnas. If you pass like Stam Mishnas, you're saying that Beinu HaKadosh left out other opinions because he wanted you to accept this opinion as the halacha. That's what it means when we pass like a Stam Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh knew the other opinion. He did not give it the credibility of putting it into the Mishnayos.
So, if that means I have to go with, that means if Yehuda did this, that means he's trying to teach everybody there's no other. Just for you to pass in?
Yes.
So, when I bring Rabin and Yachin in a Mishnah, what's he trying to tell you? You don't have to go with Rabin, right?
No, you do have to go with Rabin.
No, it's in a Mishnah. Why would I bring two opinions?
So, that's a good point. That's a good point. So the Mishnah...
Okay, I want to speak by... I did not hear what you said.
It's a good point. But the Mishnah in Idias asked your question. V'vama hoskar yachad b'makim rabim, frank the Mishnah in Idias. Rabbeinu HaKadosh writes the question in Mishnayos. Why am I mentioning one opinion amongst others if we usually pass like the rabbin? So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says that if anybody else comes and tells us the opinion, you should know he heard it from somebody. He didn't make it up. It's there. And could be that one day a rabbin will go the other way. It's not a non-opinion. It's an opinion to be reckoned with. Granted, it's a minority opinion. Now it's a minority opinion. That's what the Mishnah in Idiot says. It's a Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh asked this question of Masechet Idiot. Imam has asked it. He had your kasha. Why am I mentioning the Yachid if we go by Rabbim?
The Yachid could have come from a Rabbim.
Correct. Correct. And it might become a Rabbim.
Either way.
I think so. Again, I don't remember the mission of Balpeh, but something to that effect. Rashi. Talk to Rashi. All the way back up. Chalitza, b'miyuna b'shloisha, sami b'per kamet sinhedrin, b'bezen sinhedrin. Chalitza traced on me nenu hachlas isi dezan ar mishna bach disinhedrin. Now the parakeitza, this is the second parakeitza yivamas. Misha says isha b'neder, harzeh lo yisena. A woman makes a neder, and she wants to be mata neder, and the rav tells her no hataras nadarim. He's not allowed to marry her. Even though the divorce is happening because of him. He's not allowing her to go back to her husband based on a neder. So we say maybe he's doing it for his own motive. You don't have to worry about removing people that are going to be mumbling about you, saying that you did it for ulterior motives. Now the word bezin means three. Bein bezin pachas b'shloisha. Hayo stama b'makam achloikasu. He shenech l'shem Reb Yehuda b'davar achar. Reb Yehuda argues about something else over there. B'davar zeh loy nechlak, and he didn't argue about this. Shemami no hadebe, so Raya changed his mind. Avo miyan lav stama b'makam achloikasi. Miyan is not a stam in the place of achloikas. The hanach tanoi Reb Yehuda b'davar achar, Reb Lezer Reb Shemin is supposed to be. Lay masin in hasam apuk tachliti. They're not brought over there about something else. The name of Mitzvah of Kibahash Mamad Hadribu. That we should be able to say that since they don't argue, they must have changed their mind. And therefore, Rav Nachman is saying, I don't paskin like Stam Mishnah necessarily. No, I don't accept that rule. But this Stam Mishnah tells me that he changed his mind because his opinion is mentioned the line before and it's not re-mentioned again.
The opinion before is a different case.
But the fact that Rebbe is bringing Rav Yehuda's opinion into the Mishnah means he's being giving Rabbi Yehuda's opinion credibility of being mentioned in the Mishnah.
Maybe he doesn't think about that in the new case.
He does, Rabbi Yehuda. He argues on this case too. He's one that's Chalitza's wife. The same Achloikas. There he's talking about Egla Rufa, and here he's talking about Chalitza. Hadakama says three, Rabbi Yehuda says five. If one Rebbe brings his opinion, the next line he doesn't bring it in.
Maybe he said,
he
said,
in our view,
right?
And
later on, he decided, you know what? And he's fine.
How about
by Agla Rufa? I don't know what that would be. That's something else. I don't know.
It's based on the same kind of thing.
What?
Where they have sukkim that either include an extra two or not. Same kind of shiloh. It's a very similar machlokes. Teskenim, it's a skenim. A second time, is it coming to include another two or not? Very similar machlokes. Yes?
Rabbi Yehuda withdraws.
No, only for once. Something in my advice. I'm a rabbi. Tzrichi dayana l'mikvah duchla. To machlokes yishayna whether this is biblical or rabbinic. The dayanim have to establish a place, which means there's a sort of a little announcement made. We're going to do chalitza here tomorrow. When I attended my one chalitza was on a Sunday morning. On Friday afternoon, all the dayanim went to where the chalitza would take place, which was in Chabad, and said, we're doing a chalitza here Sunday morning. That's to be kaveya the place. Now, it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, you have to do it. Reason was, in order people should hear about it. We want chalitza to be a public thing. People should know about it. Because being mata this yavama to get married, and therefore we want publicity.
It's done in the place where it's done. Make an announcement to be done at Shom Shabbat.
So it seems that you go there, and again, I don't know where all the sources are why, but it's brought down to go there and say, brought them to Gemara, we'll see. You go there and say, it's going to be done there.
Yes, that's not helpful. What Dr. Harris is saying is that going to Chabad, wherever that is...
Right, nobody was there except us five.
Right. On the other hand, if you go to the Jewish news, that whatever it's called, the thing that people want to get, that'd be a little better.
I know, but see, the problem was, Ravina Ravashi did not have access to local Jewish news, and therefore they didn't say that halacha.
But if you need Pearson, some Pearson, they need some.
See, what you don't know is that people saw five people walking into shul on a Friday afternoon, and they said, what are they doing over there?
Oh, Rebbe, check it out. Let's go check it out.
That's the idea. But it might be a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, the reason it does it or it doesn't. Even if it's a drabbanan, they said do this, so that's why we do it. Rashi, the mikvah took to l'shem kach, to announce that this is the place for the chalitza. The sefer also yivim to hashara el askenim. Hashara means, Dr. Rashi, makom mezuma l'kach mashma. She goes to the shar, where it was prepared for a chalitza. Something about right. Rapapa Rav Huna Rei Rishua, of the Uvda B'chamisha. They insist...
The shara is not supposed to be in a public place?
No, shara is, Rashi says, a place prepared.
Right, but on the other hand, I always think the shower means public place.
Well, they do it in a place where people can come.
I mean, if somebody would want to have seen that chalitza, an outsider, they would not kick them out.
I don't know. They like people to come to chalitza. We like a crowd to chalitza. That doesn't mean we need to invite the whole city to a chalitza. But there were 25, 30 people there.
Oh. I'm
going to ask. Was the party? Who came to the party of chalitza? I don't know. I wasn't invited to the chalitza party. Who catered it? I'll do it. You have to come up with new jokes already. You know what I mean? They're getting stale. The party is getting stale. Day old.
Biter.
They insisted on having five dayanim by chalitza. That the Gemara Kamanka Rabbi Yehuda, and they're passing you need five or 100. But didn't we say he changed his mind? That the Gemara Lepersume Milsa. The extra two weren't necessary for the chalitza. They're part of the publicity. So that's why I was one of five. I wasn't the three that were the Dayanim of Chalitza. I was one of the other two that the halacha says you need five there. Two of them are to make it public. More Dayanim you have, the more public you have. Now this is a shayla whether it's ma'akev or not. Many say this is l'chatchila, not ma'akev. But they're not, I didn't have, basically, theoretically, it's a big shayla in halacha. I don't have to see the chalitza. I just have to be there. By being there, I created publicity. It's a crowd. Five is a bigger crowd than three.
Seven is a bigger crowd than five.
Again, so this is what they said. Zot Gemara Vayter, Rav Ashi Iklu Lebei Rav Kana. Rav Ashi visited Rav Kana. Amalei Sarek Ma'al Gabon Lebuya Bei Chamisha. Why don't you come with us to be one of the five? Meaning, I need a fifth. I need somebody here. Can you come with me to Chalitza to be one of the five? Rashi, the Frasume Milsa, the Chalitzahu, Chalutzahi. We want people to know she's a Chalutza for two reasons. Number one, we don't want her to get married to a Kayan. We want her to be marriageable material. We want people to know she's available.
Isn't that
nothing
to do with the
Mukul Mukul,
right?
No, it's the second halacha. I'm Rav Kahana. I became the commander of Yehuda. I was standing in front of Yehuda. Vamali Tosak Lazirzi Dekana. Come to where we have the pile of sticks. That's where they were going to do the chalitza, in this place where they store the sticks, wherever that is. The Saruva Bechamisha. Could be one of five. Amrulai, Rav Kahana said, I sent Rav Yehuda, Lamrulai Chamisha. Why do I need five? But none. I mean, it doesn't the Mishnah say three? Amrulu, Kihechet Levarsim Milsa. In order to create a Pearson. Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that's what Rabbach is guys. Yavakim the Kamed Rav Yehuda, when I was in front of Rav Yehuda, Amrulai, he said to me, Sakta, Amrulai, it's supposed to be, Sakta Lazirzi Dekani. It's the Ruvei Chamisha. He was also invited to be one of five at this place where Yehuda used to do chalitzas, which is where they stored kanim, reeds, water, whatever it is. The Pesumi Milsa. Amalei Tanina, Yisroel, Bebezen She Yisroel, Beloi Bebezen She Gerim. But no Gerana. A Ger cannot be a Bezen Chalitza. In fact, both of his parents have to be born Jewish for him to be on the Bezin of Chalitza. And therefore, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, my either my father or my mother, his father was a ger. In fact, he was a ger too, Rashi says. And therefore, I can't be at one of the Dayanim. Now, so my client is beside him here. Does that mean he can't be one of the five? Or does that mean he can't be one of the three? Now, if you learn the Gemara simply, it seems that it can't even be one of the five. But some Rishonim want to say that Rav Yehuda was not going to use him as one of the five. He was a chash of a person. He wanted him to be one of the three. And he answered him, I can't be one of the three. So even though the Gemara said, come, I need five, he meant somebody else will be four and five. You'll be one of the three. And he said, I'm a ger, I can't be one of the three. That's what some Rishonim learned. But he can be one of the five. But again, four and five aren't the bezin of chalitza. They are there for the pesumei milsa. They're not as crucial as the three. They're not the ones that create the chalitza. It's the three that make it a kosher chalitza.
That Paskin Barber Misa says, can the bezin be a convert?
Oh, that's going to be a great thing because it's coming up. Mamash, thank you for bringing it up. It'll be up in three lines. I'm not ignoring the question. Rashi's going to address it, so I decided to read Rashi. I mean, he's going to address some of it. He's the one that said the brisa. Here's what Rashi says. Him and his father became gerim. Now, your question about the name, I guess it's not an obligation to be called Ben Avram.
I thought when his father converted, became a person. And
they're not related.
They're not related.
So why is he calling himself Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda?
He's an identifier.
He's like a landscape. I don't know. Does the article say anything? No. I guess he feels the same way I do, that you can, you know, he can call himself whatever he wants. I mean, we're not, the reason we call Ben Avram is only because...
Right.
That's what made a Gerim have fathers without Jewish names.
Well, he was Megayer, he got himself a Jewish name.
But his father also had a Jewish name. In other words,
his father was Megayer.
Yeah.
So he got his name Yehuda.
Most people, when they're in Kairos, their father does not have a Jewish name.
That's why they call him up as Ben Avram, and when they give him Aliyah.
Again, Rabbi Yehuda was Megayer, and he named himself Yehuda after he became Jewish. His son was Megayer and called himself Shmuel. So it was Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, biologically.
As opposed to a guy who converts.
Usually his father is still...
Ben George.
Exactly. So we don't say Ben George, we say Ben Avram. You're right. Theoretically, if he wants to be called Ben George, he can, and everybody will look around and say, huh? Oh, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Seems like hoping to keep it off.
Now his name is George.
It's a good child. There's a Gerev Achiv Kibarav because of Akar Tataiv. It's not his father, but it's the man that raised him. It's a good child. I'm sure the Pais can talk about it.
His father converted.
But he's not his father anymore.
Is he double?
I don't know. I don't have a better answer. We call Gerim Ben Avram all the time, but I don't know if his father was Megayer, could we do that? I don't know.
Somebody converts, their father's already Jewish.
Their
mother's not Jewish.
Right.
Now, what do you call
your
father's name? Your
father's name is Zabit. So what do they do? I don't know. We should ask a guy. It happens, I'm sure, all the time. A Yid married a guy. That a kid was a guy, and then he converts. His father is Jewish. I don't know how they call him Taliyah. I have no idea. Here's the Gabbai. You have no idea. Ruvain, a Yid marries a Shekza, a guy. They have a son, who's Megayer. His father's not a Gayer, his father was always Jewish.
Kid's not Megayer.
He's Megayer because he was born to a guy's mother. How do we call him up to the same time? I have no idea.
Well, I don't understand the question. Is he
connected
to his father?
Logically, no.
So then it's
Abraham.
The question is,
hold on. Something tells me that they don't do that. What can I tell you? I have no raya, but my feeling is that they call him up by the name of his father. That's my feeling.
I believe I've heard that the father's people are named.
Right. It makes sense to me. Right, the problem with being a get, that's where you get into problems. Because a get, it has to be halachically accurate. There you can't, it's not so simple. But, Haliyah, call him whatever you want.
I mean, I would say, if you had asked me, I would say, since you're just a thief. I would say Avram, Mechud, and Jor.
What, by Aliyah, then you say Avram, Mechud, and David?
No, I think
they can't. They probably do that.
Well, that's what I did. We did that. That's why they take out, like,
It's one of the high earners' jobs.
We receive a lot of flack, that's for sure.
Not as bad as it used to be. Americans don't care about these things as much.
Really?
Europeans used to really care about all these things. Americans really don't care if you give them, I don't know, I that's my feeling. American?
No, no.
No, only European, right? American, there are people that will walk out of shul by Ravi, correct, 100%. Especially by Hasidim, because Shishi is the main aliyah. Ravi is like the bottom of the pot, the bottom of the thing. 100%. The Blue Shiva Rebbe used to take Ravi, because it was like nobody took Ravi. It was like, so he moved from, he said, give me Ravi. So he used to get Ravi every Shabbos. He changed the Blue Shiva Rebbe. See, by Hasidim, Shishi is the most important aliyah. No, because it's next to Shishi. Chamishi and Shvi are next to Shishi, and Shlishi is because Shlishi is very chashuv. Ravi is the one that's like left out in the open. By the Litvisha, by the non-Chassidim, where Shlishi is the main aliyah, Shvi is the one that's like, or Chamishi is one of the ones that are like, the look. Abi Kabbalah, Shishi is very chashuv. Kabbalistically, Shishi is very chashuv. That's why by Chassidim the rabbis get Shishi. The Rav get Shishi by Chassidim, not Shlishi. Because Api Kabbalah, Shishi is more chashuv than Shlishi. Again, Halacha, Shlishi is the most chashuv aliyah. Really, Kain is the most chashuv aliyah, but we're barred from that. So therefore, automatically, Shlishi becomes the most chashuv aliyah.
Chassidus is honorable?
Giving him the greatest kavod. You want to give the chashuv a person great kavod. So you give him the aliyah, that's supposed to be the biggest cover. Unlike most people think, maftir is the least of the aliyahs. It's not one of the seven aliyahs, it's an add-on. But people like to hear themselves sing, so therefore they like maftir.
Oh, by yard's the brachas that you're saying.
Right, and by yard's the brachas, you're right. No, but Americans aren't so hung up on these things as Europeans were. Like, which hakafah you got? Like, who cares? I mean,
some people don't take the mop there on the yard, it comes out on
the it comes out in the middle of the week. No, it comes out on Shabbos, right. But they're a Chiyav Aliyah, and they hold the Aliyah should be one of the seven Aliyahs, correct? You get more, you say more brachas by mop there, so that's a schus, yeah. If the yard comes out on Shabbos, I take one of the seven. But I take mop there the week before. That's what Rabbi Grumman told me to do. What? Mari by Mar, whatever. Mari was your, right. Was this thing your son, right?
Right. Never referred to as Mari Bar.
No, it doesn't. So I think about my turn. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the reason this has been brought in is to stress to us how chashuv Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda is. Because we just apostled him from being a bezin. So you shouldn't think that he didn't live up to that level. Amar Rav Yehuda, Gan Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Mafitna Mamayna Apume. His testimony to me would be enough that I would collect money based on it. Frek to Gemara, Mafitna Salkadaitil, Mapishnai Vedim Amarachmana. Tyrus said you can't take money away without two witnesses. I don't care who the witness is. Ella Marana Star Apume. If he came and told me that a shtar is paid, I would not let it be used to collect, even though he's one witness. Guy came with a shtar that says somebody owes him $500, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda would say that shtar is paid. He's one witness. A shtar is a document. Because he's so chashuv, he's so honest impeccably. To me, I would say I can't possibly the case. I can't collect with the star that he says is paid. I can't not collect with the star because it's a star. So I stay out. I say, Rabbi Sai, I'm out. I can't. He's too honest to me that I should not accept him as a valid, questionable, whether it's a good star or not.
He sees the killing, and he saw it.
No, we would not kill the guy. Because, again, we don't do things without less than two Adam. But we don't do things against Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda either. We just
he saw a killing.
The Torah says to punish a guy, to take money, you need two witnesses. We can't change the Torah. But when it comes to, when you feel suspicious, the halacha is when a bezin feels something is suspicious, they can pull out. We can't pass in this case.
Save your pastor.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. So if Shmuel Bar Yehuda tells me the shtar is paid, if anybody else told me, I'll tell him, you don't know what you're talking about. I have a contract here. But here, he tells it to me, I don't get involved.
That's
I say I'm out.
That's
right.
Not because...
Correct.
The same thing is killing. Would have been the same thing. You're not going to kill someone because not, he's really like two. He's really like ten. He's like 1,000.
Right.
He can't do anything.
Correct.
That's why.
Why is deciding the document, deciding about the document okay by one? Why is that?
It's not. The document's better than one. Because the guy has a document that proves it.
Why would he
wouldn't nullify. He would pull out. He would say, I can't get involved. He would excuse himself and say, I can't collect this document when this person is telling me it's paid. Because if a dayan is suspicious, he can pull out even though he has no evidence to pull out. If I'm sitting in a case and two witnesses come and testify, and I'm sitting there and I have the feeling something's niggling at me, something says to me, I don't know.
That's when you should
pass. No, I feel that something is not right. I can't put my finger on it. I can say, Rabbi Sai, I can't pass.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't understand. That's the case, you just say it. Which is clear to you that something's not right here.
But you have no evidence to prove it. How can you tell two witnesses they're lying?
Yes,
because it's called Din Merumah. If I feel something is suspicious, I'm not allowed to paskin against my suspicion.
Even if 5, 7, 9 witnesses come up and ready to testify, valid witnesses, kosher witnesses, against your question.
Again, I'm not paskining not like them.
I understand. You're accusing yourself from the case.
Correct. It's called the Din Merumah.
So what you're saying essentially is this man has so much credibility with me, I can't be objective.
Correct. 100%. That's exactly what I'm saying. Rashi. Marana startup who made the army database the prelim is the killing the big. I won't collect with it. He doesn't know it. I'm out. I recuse myself. Nothing more about it. Nothing more about it. The Amarava. Ger donas chaveri to our Torah. A ger can judge his... Okay, now, let me explain. Rashi's opinion is that by dinim mamonos, a ger can judge even Jews. A ger can paskin cases even when it pertains to born Jews. By dealing of flushes, a ger cannot paskin only against when the case is ger. But when it's a born Jew, a ger cannot be on the bezin that paskins dealing of flushes. Dr. Gemar, Shinemar, Shaim Tasim Malach, Melach, Hashiv, Hashem, Kechabai. Pasik's talking about kings. We say, Mikarev Achecha Tasim Malach, Melach. Now, we say that this means any appointment of any kind, any chashiv appointment, has to be mikarev achecha, but only if it's alecha. If it's on you, it has to be mikarev achecha. But if it's on a ger, it can be one of his brothers, so to speak, which is a ger. Alecha would be mikarev achecha, have a ger donas chaveri ger. The mice imam Yisrael, if his mother was a born Jewish, gan afilu Yisrael. Then he can even paskin dinei nefashos, because he's considered mikarev achecha, because his mother was Jewish. However, chalitza, he has to be totally Jewish. Both parents have to be born Jewish. That is Rashi's opinion. So according to Rashi, a ger for dinei mamonos is kosher for everybody. For dinei nefashos, he's kosher for gerim, not for born Jews. Unless his mother was born Jewish, then he's kosher for born Jews as well. And for Chalitza, it's a special pasuk. that for Chalitza, both of his parents had to be born Jewish.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting that we should give a lot more credit to Yisro than we do. He's giving all these fantastic ideas, one of which is the religious history of Persia, whatever, but, and he doesn't even use the old Paskin. He's getting involved with the stuff, and they go, ideas great, we're going to lead to Yisro. What? Don't come to Benji, that's going to be a sentence here because you're a gear.
That's Rashi's opinion.
He can be,
other in China. Other Rishonim say, how can it be possible that for capital offenses we let a ger paskin and for chalitza we don't? It doesn't make any sense. Chalitza is great and wonderful, but dina nefashis is the most strict thing in the world. Which, for if his mother is Jewish, born Jewish, we let him paskin dina nefashis. And when it comes to chalitza, we don't even let him do it unless his father was born Jewish. That means chalitza is more strict than dina nefashis. The answer is Rashi holds it's exeris hakasav. That's the way it is. That's Rashi's opinion. There's no ger chalitza by another ger.
Oh, right.
Why is the Yisrael mean both?
It's an extra word. That's why.
So we just have to figure out why. What is doing there? And it has to be. What, I mean, where does that come from? That both parents have to be Jewish.
The extra word, the Yisrael.
I know, but why does that word imply both parents have to be Jewish?
Because without that pasuk, I would have put chalitza into the kind of things that need to be imam Yisrael. So why did the Torah have to write it again by chalitza?
You just have to do something with that word.
Correct. Now, other Rishonim argue in Rashi, and they say that a ger cannot judge a Jew even for monetary cases. He can only judge his ger. And for dina nefashis, they hold that that he can't judge even if his mother was Jewish. They say chalitza is like dina nefashis. Both parents have to be born Jewish. It's only if his mother was Jewish, we let him pass in monetary cases. They're more machmer than Rashi. Rashi says monetary cases, he doesn't need anybody to be Jewish to pass in for Jews. Only for dina nefashis, he need his mother to be Jewish. Taisus, other Yishayim argue, and they say that a ger cannot pass in dina mamonis for a Jew, only for gerim, and dina nefashis, he can never pass in unless both of his parents are Jewish. Like chalitza.
A ger
cannot be according to Rashi for dina mamra. According to Rashi, according to Tais, it's not.
I have a question because you're not supposed to put a ger. It's not supposed to be on a high level.
Well, that's the pasuk. So Rashi learned it's only by dina in the fleshes, not by dina mamra.
Can a goy ever be for a party before a
bank? He can be a litigant.
But his aim is not going to have to be.
Correct. Rashi. Peridon is chaveri dina nefashis, ilu dina mamonis avilu l'chol Yisrael. Now, like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, hakol k'sherim ladin dina mamonis, meaning hakol asuya mai l'asuya ger. For a ger, he can even be on dina nefashis. Dayan b'chlal melech. Dayan is considered like a king. It says melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Im dayim dayan l'melech shein tzarech klum, yamid aretz. A dayan who doesn't need other people will establish the world, will make it fair. See, Rashi is bothered. Plus, he's talking about a king. How do we apply it anywhere else? So first Rashi says that dayan is like a king. Then Rashi says, it says many times, put. All your appointments have to be one of your brothers. By the way, a lady cannot be a queen, cannot rule a country, based on this pasuk. It has to be a man, cannot be a woman. He has to be Yisrael from all sides. Fine, we'll continue, Mirtashem, tomorrow.